Grant, congratulations on a very important award.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I know you do a lot of appearances, and you know some players do more than others. Why is it so important for you to give back and be so involved in the community and different charitable events and Read In Week and stuff like that?
I think it's honestly, it's just a matter that I'm from the city, and you know, being an Eskimo is more than just your on-field performance. It's kind of we're a community-owned team, so it's about giving back to the community and you know, talking to the kids and sharing a good message, or like you said, reading books or just being involved however we can. I remember the Grey Cup coming to my elementary school in 1993, and I remember Gizmo Williams coming to my football banquet when I was 12 years old. And I knew from the moment I became an Eskimo that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, it's great to remember those things, and you're right, because you know the next generation maybe of kids look at that and say, "Hey, I want to strive for that. I see an Edmontonian doing it, and then I also want to give back at the same time." Do you have any idea how many events you go to a year?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I want to guess close to 75 to 100, maybe not quite 100, but it's definitely over 50 for sure. So I mean, it's. You know, usually two or three a week for the entire off season.
Wow. And you live here, and does Ryan King or others come with you the most of these, or do you fly solo?
It depends, really. I mean, we're lucky. We have a great group of guys that, again, recognize the importance of being in the community, and they want to do it just as much as I do. So, you know, being chosen for the award is a huge honor to me, because, I mean, we probably have 10 guys that are here in the off season trying to be out there as much as possible. So to be selected from that core group of 10 is huge.
Grant Shaw joins us. Did you know you were getting the award before the night?
You know what? I found out that day.
Okay.
I wasn't really told prior, no.
So do you just do a speech off the cuff?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you know, those big events, I think the people like short speeches, because there's a lot of speeches throughout the night. And I mean, you know, I like to say there's more important people that people want to hear from. So I just try to keep it short and just thank, you know, basically the organization from top to bottom, because they are truly the ones that, you know, give me the platform to make it super easy to get out in the community. I mean, it really takes little effort on my part other than showing up on time and putting the effort in, but they're the ones that do all the legwork and the behind the scenes work.
Grant Shaw joins us. Now, Grant, this year is a little bit different for in the off season. Although I know you didn't get it until the end, but I know in the last 5 months, when you've went to speaking engagements, you have a little extra weight you're carrying with your gray cup ring. How's that gone over?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, people love to see it and check it out. And I think they're pretty shocked off right off the bat how big it is and how heavy it is. But, you know, it's definitely something special that we want to share with people. And it was the same way when we were showing off the Grey Cup all off season. I mean, it's more than just us. We, you know, we wanted to win the cup for obviously for our team, but it's for the city, because they put so much support behind us, and to be able to share it with the kids and, you know, fans alike all over, it's truly amazing.
What was the most fun you had with the Grey Cup?
I don't know if I could tell you that on the radio. No, I'm just joking. I was pretty fortunate actually being in Edmonton. I got to have it quite a few times, and I got to take it to my grandparents' home and my parents' home, and I got to have it one night right after we had won it, and got to take it to one of my local buddies that they still all play flag football together. I grew up with them, and we had a poker night, and then we were able to take it out kind of on the city. So, I mean, it was definitely a pretty cool experience all off season, being able to have the Grey Cup and share it with everybody.
Now, what about some of your Husky teammates?
Yeah, definitely. Some of them are still some of my best friends. So, like I said, we have one of the first Fridays we had the cup back in the city, I was fortunate enough to get it. And I think we had a poker game with about 20 guys. And they're all guys that I played high school football with. And a few of them I played university football with. And definitely some Edmonton Huskies as well.
Grant Shaw joins us now. Grant, for you personally and the team, a little bit of a slow start, and now the game has come a lot better for your team, and even for you personally. Early on, kind of uncharacteristic, your punting wasn't as prominent as it been in early years. What'd you change?
You know what? I think we just made things simpler for me. More of the style I'm used to, just kind of kick it into the boundary and kick it far. And I think early in the year, it was just different schemes and different things going on. And I think that was the theme for our whole team. It was took a little while to just kind of buy into a whole new coaching staff and learn the new schemes. But now, you know, we put the time in and the work in, and we've seen that it works, and it makes it a lot easier for guys to adapt to it. And, you know, it's anytime you change coaches, it's going to take a little bit of time at the beginning of the season to just, you know, learn what they're trying to get you to do and get everyone on the same page.
Grant Shaw from the Eskimos joins us. Was announced the David Boone Award winner for great work in the community for the second time in his career, only the second player in Eskimo history to have won it twice. So it's a huge honor. And Grant, I know that you can't just flip a switch for teams, but you got a main core group of players that won last season. And it seems like in the last few weeks now, your team, just that BC game after the first quarter is like, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, enough's enough. And you had solid three quarters there and then really kind of owned the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Do you sense just a different feel around the group?
Well, like I said, I think it's just more so clicking because the feel has always been there. And even in the locker room after all those close losses, there was no, you know, there's no infighting or guys getting down on each other. And I always joke just recently, it's like someone said, I don't pay attention to our record all that closely. And someone's like, you guys are 5-7. I'm like, no way, that's wrong. We're way better than that. And that was the reality. It was, we were 5-7, but we were in so many games that, you know, our record could have easily been a lot better. And then I think it just, you know, things really started clicking and, you know, we were starting to get in the win column.
Well, Grant, congratulations on a huge honor. I think that shows what you do to the community. I know there's a lot of kids and people in the community that appreciate all the work you do and all your dedication. And best of luck the remainder of the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Grant Shaw from the Edmonton Eskimos.